Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Friday, February 9th, 2018. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. How are you, Andrew?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good.
Awesome. Glad you're here. And Brian Chaffin, how are you?
I'm pleased my HomePod arrived early. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I'm glad your HomePod arrived early, too.
Earlier in the day than I was expecting it.
Sure. And so that means that you and I both have a HomePod set up right now, and that makes us HomePod buddies.
It makes us HomePod buddies. Oh, that's so lovely. Oh, hi, HomePod buddy.
Hey, HomePod buddy. Yeah. Sorry you're not in the club, Andrew.
That's okay.
So it's funny because my HomePod is set up and I just got a notice from the Apple store on my Apple Watch telling me that my HomePod was delivered and that they hope I'm enjoying it. Mm. Yeah. That was very sweet of Apple to send
me. That was very sweet of Apple. Yeah. Set up super easy. Took longer to get it out of the box, which, I mean, and not by a lot, but took longer to get it out of the box than it did to go through the setup process.
So, Brian, since you and I both have these on our desks now, and it is mm-hmm. launch day, mm-hmm. we should talk about our first impressions. And I know that we've had literally minutes to experience our HomePods before we started recording.
But we've had fives of minutes.
That's true. We've had fives of minutes.
But we've had fives of minutes, so we're experts.
Oh, yeah, there you go. So I was kind of surprised because I have been, while looking forward to HomePod, I've also been wondering how I would react to it because it's, I mean, I've already got devices that do the things that I need HomePod to do.
Wait, hold on. Let me recast this for our listeners. Mm-hmm. Once again, you were expecting to be pretty meh about an Apple device, and then you get it in your grubby little hands, and then you're like all about it because it's awesome.
And the way
is the actual story.
So the way I like to look at that, the way I like to present the story is that I do not blindly accept that an Apple product is going to blow me over. They have to prove themselves every single time. Now, with five-ish minutes of this, what I can say is they made the unboxing and setup experience really great.
Yeah, it is.
And I think this looks really nice. And with only 5 minutes of sound experience and this sitting on my desk only 12 inches away from me for testing, I'm really impressed with the sound so far. And I do
right. love and again, the startup. Fives of minutes.
Yeah. So my initial reaction is, wow, this is really cool. And we'll see what I think when I really start putting this through its paces throughout the day and weekend.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I'm enjoying the sound so far. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's, I mean, you know, fives of minutes. I did already stumble upon an annoyance,
which is,
so first thing I did was set it up with, my, Apple TV, mm-hmm. right. To be sound out for my Apple TV, which is great because I have not been able to have good speakers attached to my TV for a while. So that's terrific. Mm-hmm. And then I played something through my iPhone and I stopped playing because I wanted to hear how it sounded. I actually played Down In It by Nine Inch Nails because it's got that, I forget what it's called. It's that really, really, really low bass note that was brought to prominence in the hip hop world. Mm-hmm. Boom. It's this really just singularly low note.
That kind of rumbly thing.
Yes. Yes. And I was wondering how that sounded. Of course, you know, sure enough, it sounds just ridiculously good for a device this small. Stopped playing, went back to Apple TV, and had to reset it up again.
And rechoose it. And so this is all through AirPlay.
This is all through, because I'm doing AirPlay through Apple TV for now.
Right.
Because that's your only option.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's frustrating. I believe that's how AirPlay works just in general. And I'm not saying that as an excuse, just an admission that, yep, every single time I do this, I'm going to have to go through the same thing you're doing, which is...
Yeah, if we switch devices. If you don't switch devices, obviously you don't have to redo that setup.
Right. So if you bought this solely to be connected to your Apple TV...
Or your iPhone or your iPad.
Then you could set up your AirPlay streaming once.
Yeah.
And you're done. The exception would be if a device restarts, then you have to set it up again.
Or also it. Lame. And I hope that's something that Apple can address through software as we go.
In particular
with Apple TV.
Yeah, this seems like a software addressable issue.
Yeah. Well, and I'm gathering it would require Apple TV and HomePod to speak to each other without using AirPlay.
Maybe. Well, yeah, for Apple TV. Yeah. But I could see where Apple could make a change to AirPlay. So there's a persistent setting and it just remembers the last thing you used. Actually, that's what it does.
Well, I mean, there's an AA processor on the HomePod. It should be able to keep track of the multiple devices that are connected to it. Now, I'm fine with it not being able to play sound from two devices at once.
Sure, I will accept that.
But you know, just remember who you were connected to and take care of it. I mean, this is, you know, that to me is part of what the Apple ecosystem should be about.
I agree. And even though I haven't even bothered setting up anything AirPlay with this yet, I already want that to be addressed.
Yeah. Now, I also did a couple of very, very brief, again, fives of minutes, but I did a couple of Siri tests and it can hear me a lot better, more consistently than my iPhone for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm super stoked about that.
And I would expect that to be the case because of the six microphone array, the beam forming, yeah. All of that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Although I do have a question. I didn't get too much of a chance to test this, but I set my 7 a.m. alarm invoking Siri. And I kind of expected it to be set on my iPhone, but I think it was actually set on the HomePod. Not really sure how that's going to work.
I guess we'll know tomorrow morning.
I turned it back off because, you know, tomorrow's Saturday. Not getting up at 7 a.m. because I am not an animal, but maybe you have to tap the top. That would make sense, wouldn't it?
To set the alarm?
No, to turn it off.
Oh, to turn it.
Yeah. So the alarm goes off.
I can't get the answer to that on HomePod.
I have no idea why the HomePod just started talking.
Because she knew we were talking about
it. That must be it. Well, that's kind of creepy.
So in the meanwhile, right? We'll find out exactly how that works at some point. But I know that Andrew's been writing up some tips and you've been writing up a bunch of tips for us too, right?
Yes. And Andrew, I want to start with the tip that you wrote up yesterday, which is how the setup process works. So even though Brian mm-hmm. and I have done this, you wrote it up. So I would love for you to walk us through real quick what is involved in actually setting up a HomePod after you take it out of the box.
Sure. So setup is pretty easy. Like when you're setting up an iPhone or an iPad, you're just following the on-screen directions. So you'll be asked to choose where your HomePod is in your home if you have HomeKit. Mm-hmm. So you can assign a room to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the things it asks is if you want to turn personal requests on. And if you turn that on, that means that only you and your iPhone can use the HomePod for things other than music. So setting reminders, sending messages, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, you connect your accounts and settings, connect it to your iCloud. So all of your music and Siri is spread across all your devices.
And you do that with a tap.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so that whole process you just described, Andrew, it's what you go through, and it sounds really detailed, but the practical side of it is, no, you do just like with AirPods. You have your iPhone and the HomePod close together, and then it's literally just a few taps, and you're done.
The setup process took less than 30 seconds.
Yeah, and it would have taken longer or shorter than it did. Wait, it took longer for me because I was taking screenshots along the way in case I needed them. But it was a few taps. I ended up having to enter my iTunes account password, which, you know, just type that real fast.
I did not.
So for whatever reason, my HomePod wanted me to re-enter my iTunes account password. So you may see that, you may not.
It's because I use Face ID. Well, no, you would have too.
Yeah. So for whatever reason, it asked me to re-enter that password, but it didn't ask me to re-enter my password that I use for all of my other iCloud stuff. Because I'm using two Apple IDs, one for iTunes and App Store, and the other one for all the other iCloud syncing and everything else that goes along. So maybe that's why I had to enter one of my passwords.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. So one thing that I found as I was digging through spec data for HomePod today is that even though you can just put this in a room anywhere and it will dynamically figure out where it is and what it needs to do for the best audio quality for where it's placed, you should still think about where you place it. And Apple says, don't put it on soft surfaces. So don't set it on a carpeted floor.
Or your bed.
Oh, I know where yours is, Brian.
No, I've actually...
So you can snuggle with it at night.
I've got mine... funny enough, I've got mine set up on a very nice Bluetooth speaker sitting on top of it.
Oh, okay. Well, there's some irony in that. It wants to be on a hard surface. So, a table, a countertop, a shelf, something like that. And the other thing is that you need to give it a 6-inch or better perimeter all the way around. So it needs that empty space, 6 inches around, so that it can most effectively do its sound sensing to fill the room. As long as you keep those two things in mind, you will have a really good sound, or the best sound you can get out of your AirPod. I'm doing the name thing, out of your HomePod. Then another thing that I found is that going back to AirPlay, Brian, you can control who actually gets access to your HomePod for AirPlay. So if you go into the Home app, once you've set up your HomePod, and then you press and hold on the HomePod tile, so you get the info screen about the device.
Yeah, alarms and details.
Tap details.
Note my alarms that I was just talking about. Yeah, details, right?
Actually, I'm telling you a different tip. This is where you can rename your HomePod.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So if you want to control who is going to be able to AirPlay to it, when you're on the main home screen for the Home app, where you see your HomeKit network name and in the upper left corner, there's one of the little geolocation buttons. Mm-hmm. When you tap that, you see Home Settings. Upper left corner, tap the little arrow. Yes.
Yep.
You get a little pop-up panel at the bottom.
Yes.
Home Settings. Now select your network. And one of the options in here is called Speakers.
Yep.
And so you have an option where it says Allow Speaker Access.
Yes.
From there, you can set it to anyone. It's like if you have friends that are coming over that won't be on your Wi-Fi, but they want to stream,
right, they can do it.
anyone on the same network, which is how I have mine set now, or only people sharing this home. So other people that you've allowed direct HomeKit access control, where you've sent them a HomeKit invitation.
Yep.
Those people would be able to access it, and only those people. So I set mine to anyone on the same network. And that way, if I'm having, say, a party or something, and I have friends over, they can just join my Wi-Fi network and play music. But my neighbors can't.
I'm really mean and kind of like antisocial. So I just set it to only people sharing my home, which is me.
Do you want to make it even tougher for people? Tap the button that says require password.
All right. I don't think I will.
Yeah. So anyhow, there you go. That's how you can control who can play or AirPlay to your speaker. All right. So I can go with more tips, but Brian, if you found anything else that you want to highlight.
Let's see here. No.
All right.
You've been doing a lot more reading on this than I have.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So you can change Siri's voice just for this device if you want.
And what's the sound check?
The sound check? I haven't played the sound check yet.
So if you go to home,
mm-hmm.
Tap and hold on HomePod. Mm-hmm. Details. Down to account, allow explicit content, sound check.
I'm betting that's for keeping the sound level the same across recordings.
That would make sense. So I will leave that off.
All right. So, all right, if you want to change your Siri voice, in that same area that you're just in. So you've in the home app, you did the press and hold on the home tile, mm-hmm. or the HomePod tile, and then you tap to details. If you scroll partway down the list of options, you'll see Siri. So you can change the voice from to any of the Siri voices. So you can have a different Siri voice for your iPhone versus your HomePod.
I've got mine set to, I got both mine set to Australian female.
That makes sense because that's a pretty awesome voice. Just saying. And you can also control when Siri, I'm going to have to start saying that the S lady, because this HomePod's right in front of me. You mm-hmm. can control when the S lady, responds. So you can, you can disable the ability to do the tap and hold on top of the HomePod to get Siri to respond. If you don't like the little kind of glowy cloud light thing shining when S Lady is active, you can mm-hmm. turn that off in here too.
You can also control whether or not your device is sending analytics to Apple.
Oh, right. Yep.
That is at the bottom. Again, home. Press and hold the HomePod for details and then scroll at the bottom. Near the bottom, it says analytics, accessibility and analytics. Two different options that are grouped yes. together.
Yeah. So I like the amount of detail that I can see about my HomePod right in here. Mm-hmm. One thing that I haven't found yet, but I have a feeling I need to go third-party app for that. Finding directly the IP address for my HomePod and mm-hmm. its MAC address. Mm. But what we're going to do right now is a quick test and see if I can get that with a third-party app. And
hey, didn't we predict that Apple would have a new firmware on release day?
We did.
I'm not seeing one. I think we're wrong.
Neither am I. Or it just hasn't pushed out yet.
I think it would have been out when we opened up our boxes, to be honest.
Yeah, you would think. So what I just realized, I'm sitting here thinking, hey, I'll just look in Fing, which is an app that lets you scan your network for all the devices, and it'll show me IP addresses and stuff for everything on the network. But I just realized that's not going to help because Apple won't let you see MAC addresses on iOS anymore. So it looks like I'm going to have to find another app for the Mac that I use to scan my network and that's how I'll find my MAC address. Unless it's on the sticker on the box. I suppose I could look there too.
Yeah, it's not.
All right. So,
I mean, I say that I don't know. I just assume it's not.
Yeah. Well, if I felt like reaching over and grabbing the box, I could look and see, but we're kind of out of time. So, I think we're just going to have to wrap up. And once I figure out an efficient way to find your MAC address for your HomePod, I'll let everyone know. I'm on the hunt right now.
And yeah, I'm looking. It's definitely not.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. It's not on the box.
That's right. This is a solvable problem, and I will have a solution for everyone. Do not fear. Excellent. All right. So that's pretty much all we have time for. And I think that's actually pretty good considering we've had fives of minutes. And I think you actually had longer with HomePod than I did.
I had at least an extra 5 minutes.
Right. Because you didn't have to scrape ice off your car.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Or get in my car.
Or even get in your car. Right.
Correct.
All right. Well, Brian, thank you so much for being here today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Oh, yep. Absolutely. And Andrew, I am so glad you were here today, too.
Yeah, me too. Thanks for having me.
And thanks for the HomePod tips that you've been writing up. And I'm sure they're going to be really helpful for everyone. So thanks for that. And listeners, thank you for joining us. If you have HomePod questions, let me know so that I can get them answered for you. You can let me know on Twitter. That would be at TMO Daily. You can send me an email, observations@macobserver.com. And you can also leave comments in the show notes. I'll be looking all those places and whatever your questions you have about HomePod, I'm going to see if I can find an answer for you. So everyone, thanks for listening. We'll see you again on Monday. We'll be right back.